columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
A slow is this Tyler country music? What is this, Tyler?
This is Luke Holmes. This is fantastic stuff right here.
Come on. Dude, I don't want to be mean to country music, but I cannot tell the difference between this and Joe Exotic.
Oh, stop. I got breaking news. I got breaking bad. If bad news, it's devastating news.
Okay.
About Joe Exotic.
What?
Joe Exotic hired country singers to sing those songs, and he lip-synced them.
Shut up. No way.
Major buzzkill, right?
Well, no wonder it sounds so good. How do you know that? Where's that coming from?
The old Google machine.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that makes sense, you know?
I mean, I may or may not have, like, spent 2 hours researching Joe Exotic today.
I can't even blame you. That's well, okay, that makes sense. I mean, that would kind of be in line with Joe Exotic for him to, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's another twist.
It was a show. It was all a facade.
Tiger King. Hey, Keith Olbermann. How about this? Keith Olbermann's idea for baseball.
I have an idea. You can't just cancel. If baseball gets a window to play, baseball will open that window because money. Plus, if Americans are let out of the symbolic prison of fear and the virtual prison of isolation, they will go see anything. Still, a season stretching from September all the way to October? The key is to turn to something very old, back to a time when there were two leagues and they only played each other in the postseason, and the whole postseason was the World Series, and it had a magical quality to it. When 51 of the first 94 modern World Series pitted two teams that had never, ever played each other before when it counted.
So Olbermann's idea is a 32-game schedule where you only play within your division, and then you resume the playoffs as is. So you would never face other teams until, perhaps, the playoffs. That definitely goes back to the old-timey days, because just getting around Tyler was obviously ridiculous,
sure.
You know. But the concept is solid. And we're finding out that these baseball players, they're not going to lose anything, I guess. They're going to get credit for a year. They're going to just be fine. In fact, there's a weird situation out there that Mookie Betts, who was acquired by the Dodgers, depending on how things go, may get paid by the Dodgers, become a free agent, and then go to another team, meaning he would get paid to be a Dodger but never really play for the Dodgers.
Oh, wow.
How about that particular move?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because a lot of guys
are on these. That would be the craziest thing ever.
A lot of guys are on these kind of one-year deals where teams got to make their minds up in the middle of the season. Are they going to continue? Are they not going to continue? You know, let's be honest. The Rockies are kind of in that situation with Nolan Arenado. I mean, the whole year, the beginning of the year, was going to be sort of, what are we doing with this guy? So on that concept, I kind of like it. I do like it. And I like a lot of these ideas, Tyler, that you know what I'm realizing, Tyler, is there's a lot of really, really cool competitive ways that actually may be more exciting than a long, drawn-out season with too many games.
Well, specifically in baseball, that's never been more true. I mean, baseball, the problem that they have is that you've got so many games that all become so diluted that when I sit down on my couch and I've got something else I want to watch, I don't have any fear that I'm missing out on anything that is overly important to the season. You know, the more games that you actually get rid of at that point, baseball would become more and more important, and you'd feel like every game is can't-miss television. The idea of not playing anybody from another division or another conference is interesting. I don't know, though. Like, I like when we play NFC teams. I think it's fun. I think you see other people that you see on ESPN, but you don't really get the opportunity to watch them in a full game type of thing. Baseball, I would imagine it's the same way, but would you really be missing out on that much if you didn't get to play against them?
I don't think so at all, actually. I think the concept, I mean, especially in this sort of thing, you know, part of his concept too is, and I do think, Tyler, it's fair to say we should get back to a gradual restarting of America, okay? And that not everything is going to turn on like a light switch. And as tempting as it is to be in front of a mirror with my wife having the light switch song on, and then, you know, there's a dress, and then she's got a suit on, like, boy, does that ever get old? No, nobody can do. We need to see more of those videos. It's not boring whatsoever. Keep going. It's fine. Have you already shot one of those videos with your wife, by the way?
No, my wife would never do that.
Okay.
Never would she do that.
Because there's some comedic elements with the... Anyways, the point is...
What's what, D-Mac?
What's that?
They're comedic. What's comedic?
Seeing you in some, you know, skimpy sort of, you know... You know, your wife's in very good shape, you know, so...
Oh, no doubt she is, yeah.
You know, she could have a good workout outfit. You know.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Gosh. Wow. Holy cow.
Well, this is a compliment. It's not
My
an insult.
Goodness gracious.
The joke goes into the flipping of the switch.
Oh, dump button.
All right. Forget it. My point being is that if things can gradually get back to work and sports in America, right, won't it start in small places, small levels, and then grow? So the concept is... Will it, though,
D-Mac? I mean,
I think so.
Either it's over or it's not. If it's not over, then it's going to be difficult to get anything back, you know?
Well, Major League Baseball said today, for example, they're not going to get going with the season until, you know, fans can come to games. Well, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think games can happen before fans can come to games to happen. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I think you are in my mind.
Really?
It's either safe or it's not safe. Like, why would it be safe enough for the players to travel in between states, but not safe enough to have fans in the stadium? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, when it comes to baseball, it's spread out. There's more, much more of the social distancing concept, I suppose, in the sport of baseball than any other sport.
What about all the players that are traveling across state lines on airplanes, on everything else? You know, like, it's either safe or it's not. All it takes is one guy on that team to get it.
Well, then, Tyler, in all honesty, when are we ever going to know it's safe?
I don't know. When there's a vaccine, that's when you know for sure, I suppose.
Okay. Well, that should be in about 18 months.
Is that what they're saying, 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, clearly that is not acceptable. I mean, gosh, that's a long time.
I feel like we just ruined Mike Kliss's entire happy hour right there. I think we just rained all over that parade. But
logically, just thinking about that for a second, why would you be comfortable with traveling anybody until there's a vaccine?
It's a good point, and it's why, you know, it's a good point, Tyler, and it's why maybe pro sports in particular or any events like that need to take more time than things that can just be restarted at home, you know, where you don't have that sort of issue, where if it's colleges or high schools in particular, right, you know, that's probably more specific, or even, I don't know, how about youth sports? You know, like soccer leagues and baseball and basketball, I don't know,
yeah,
stuff like that.
I mean, I could see, like, the hyper-local market, that comes back to life a little bit more, sure.
But when it comes back, it'll... God, do you think people are just being too optimistic then? Or you think people are being too optimistic about thinking about sports being back in August and September?
Well, I think it's very realistic that we don't have sports flat out in the fall, but I don't think it's being overly optimistic. You know, this is a creative world where we are smart and people will find a way to deal with it. I think that's a reasonable outlook. I really do.
All right, A.J. Boyer was on with the Zoeckley Show. He had some interesting things to say. The commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, boy, did he lay down the hammer. The hammer! We'll get to that coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
A.J. Boyer was on with Zach and Stokely. It's always interesting, Tyler, to talk about how you guys, NFL guys, kind of get to where you're at. You know, the journey to me, I find always an amazing story. And when you look at Jacksonville, I mean, seriously, what do you think is going on in Jacksonville these days?
For the organization?
Yeah.
Reset time, fire sale time. Let's flip it all over. Let's do it again. Give me some new burgers.
And maybe, I mean, at least not maybe moving permanently to London, but
more of a
we're going to be in London more often if we're not moving there permanently, right? Like they're the London team, right?
If the NFL allows a team to transfer, it is 100% most likely to be the Jaguars.
I mean, they're going to be there for two straight games next year.
Yeah.
They're all going to live in London for 2 weeks.
Well, their owner lives in London like half the year.
Yeah, so this is A.J. Boyer about his NFL journey.
Oh, you know, it's been a lot of ups and downs, always having to prove myself. The common denominator was no matter where I went, it was like, oh, we didn't know you could play like this. So it was only something that I already knew, the people who trained with me know, my family. And it was always making plays. I already know I wasn't going to get the credit I deserved. So I never really looked for that outside noise, the outside credit. It's just really day in, day out doing the routine I have to be the best I can. And that's one thing that's really helped me through the ups and downs. We're all pro players. We're going to give up plays. But as long as we're competing, having fun out there, that's what really matters, especially to me.
Boy, I tell you, Tyler, if I could find one common denominator with you guys, and by that I mean NFL guys, or maybe even all pro athletes, the most common theme that I think I could ask anybody is what's the chip on your shoulder? Who did not believe in you? Who thought you couldn't make it? What have you had to overcome in that department? Boy, that seems so common with everybody.
I guess. I don't know. I never felt that way personally. I think a lot of guys get motivated by that, and a lot of guys are just self-motivated. You know, a lot of guys just truly want to compete with themselves and see how much better they can get. You know, for me, I wanted to better my family's future. I wanted to go compete. I wanted to do this and that. I don't know. I just never...
You think that's a crutch then?
Well, I'm not calling it a crutch. I think anything that you can use as motivation is fantastic. Just for me personally, that was never going to be enough to get me going. You know, like thinking about somebody else and what their opinion of me was, that wasn't going to get me out of bed at 6 a.m. to go to work. I mean, going to work at 6 a.m. was because I was just so highly competitive. And quite frankly, I was a little bit fearful that if I missed out on 1 second of work, I wasn't going to be at my best, you know?
When did you know you were going to be a professional athlete?
Man. I guess after I made my team the rookie year. My rookie year.
That took that much, huh?
Yeah, dude. I mean, my senior year, I was extremely optimistic. And it got to a point where it was like, it was so fun. It felt like you were in high school, you're your senior year, and you're walking to your mailbox every day, and you got recruiting letters from every school in America, and your parents are collecting stacks of them. You feel really good about yourself at that moment, right? Well, your senior season, you're getting calls from agents. They're all telling us why we need to go with them. One guy says you're going to get drafted here. Another guy says you're going to get drafted there. At some point, you start to feel pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, my senior year, I kind of felt like I had an opportunity. But then, man, when the draft came and went and my name didn't get called, I thought it was all over right then. I really did. I didn't think I was ever going to make a team.
And that's not a chip on your shoulder, huh?
I mean, look, man, I don't know what to say. Like, was I aware of certain people that blasted me? Yeah. You know, was I aware of a high school coach that said I'd never play it down at the University of Colorado?
I mean,
of course I'm aware of those people. Just what I'm saying is that was never enough to fuel my fire.
You would never say it out loud. You would never use it. You would never use it in the same context that AJ Boye just
Correct. Said. Correct. I would never get a tattoo of the 150 tackles that were drafted in front of me.
You'd never name your production company 199 Productions?
Right.
199
right.
Productions like Tom Brady did?
Yeah.
That's an interesting perspective. You know, it's funny. Okay. Let me ask you this. When did you want? How old were you? And it could be as a little kid. But how old were you when something went through your mind, man, I would love to be an NFL football player?
Probably sophomore year of high school.
Man, that late, huh? Never as like a little kid, 9, 10, 11 year old. Nothing like that, huh?
No, because growing up, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. That was my life goal. You know, I had baseball's life. It was everything. My entire summers, it was dedicated to it. Travel teams, all of the above, right?
Right.
And then when I figured out I could throw close to 90 miles per hour, but I might hit the dude on the on-deck circle, I realized that the baseball wasn't for me, you know? So then basketball was the next goal. That was the next passion.
Because you were tall.
Yeah, well, because I was tall and it was fun and it was athletic, you know? But then football just kind of fell into my lap. Like, hey, this is the one you're good at.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But hey, that's a pretty cool journey, too.
No doubt.
All right, well, AJ Boye, I'm looking forward to watching him play. And the whole thing with AJ Boye, Tyler, right? Can he be the way he used to be? Right?
That's the question. Who'd you get? If you get the Texans, A.J. Boye, you got something good. You get the Jaguars, A.J. Boye.
Right.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. We don't have a number one corner.
And we just went through this with Joe Flacco. Let's hope better things for A.J. Boye with the Denver Broncos. Roger Goodell, being a gangsta. We'll tell you why coming up with the top six next.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.